are many things in our lives that we don't stop to consider. Like popcorn, for instance. Enter Andrew F. Smith. He's a food historian who researches the foods of America. He's done a lot of work on tomatoes, even ketchup. But now he's on a new kick. His book is Popped Culture, A Social History of Popcorn in America. Andy, it's good to have you back.
I'm delighted to be here, Lynn.
Now, Andy, you did your tomato quartet, your book on the history of the tomato in America and ketchup and Livingston and the tomato, etc. But I think popcorn is a stretch.
Well, ooh, it's a wonderful story.
Okay, I'll bite. Go for it.
Oh, it's just fascinating. I mean, almost everything that people think about popcorn just isn't true. So I guess that's one thing. It's the myths that circulate out there for a variety of reasons that I enjoy puncturing. That's fun to do.
For instance?
But more importantly, well, I mean, there's this whole notion that the Native Americans gave popcorn to the colonial Europeans, and there's lots of stories about them doing so on the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth Rock. There is no evidence for these stories at all. In fact, the most likely answer is that popcorn arrived in New England from South America via whalers and traders.
So, but was it around the same time in the 1600s, or was that
no,
much later?
Is,
that was later,
this
right?
is much later, and most likely in the early 19th century. So there is no evidence of popcorn in America prior to that time.
Now, I understand that there's a theory put forth by some agricultural historians that popcorn was one of the earliest forms of corn eaten by man. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. Maize, of course, plays an extremely important role in all pre-Columbian civilizations in America, but the earliest maize was popcorn. And obviously, they dump popcorn as a major consumption item as soon as other varieties were developed, such as sweet corn, dent corn, etc.
So, because there are a lot of different kinds of corn.
Yes.
Yeah. So where exactly did it begin?
The best evidence is that it probably began in two separate locations, one in southern Mexico and one in northern Guatemala, not far from each other, but it's the earliest version and all other varieties derived from popcorn.
Huh. Now, but how do people figure out how to pop corn? I mean, that's pretty sophisticated.
Well, no one knows for sure how it started, but the most likely answer is it was by accident. You can't eat popcorn kernels directly. I mean, you try and bite into one, you break a tooth.
Right.
So the answer is you had to figure out some other way to do it, and without metal implements, you can't really pound the kernels of popcorn easily. It's just not worth it. So the most likely answer is that the kernels were near a fire and they popped, and all of a sudden people said, wow, this is kind of interesting.
All right, but now how did it become the modern mainstay that it is now?
Well, it started for a variety of reasons. The most interesting one was it was very early on connected with children. And children love the pop, and they love the explosion, and it was an entertaining, low-cost treat. So in the 1830s, 1840s, it obviously took on that. Then there were several technological changes that came on that made it the mainstream product today. The first is the wire over the fire popper. Prior to this time, people would popcorn, and it would fly off everywhere into the floor, onto the fire itself, or elsewhere. You had to quickly clean it up and then move on to consuming it. But the wire over the fire contained the pop and made it possible where you could really make a lot of popcorn. And it became a very important American family tradition to popcorn. And it isn't true of other groups. So popcorn is much less consumed in Europe, for instance, although it's growing in consumption. But they just don't have the pattern of when people are young that they automatically consume popcorn.
Uh-huh. The recipes in your book intrigue me. Popcorn canapes?
Oh, they were wonderful. Yeah, but people don't think of popcorn as a cooking ingredient. They think of it only as a snack food to be consumed during the movie,
right,
or while watching television or something like that. But the quick answer is from the beginning, popcorn was considered a food item in its own right. And you can grind down the popcorn kernels and have popcorn flour, which tastes different than normal maize flour. It's fluffier and is a much more interesting ingredient. And also, the earliest cold cereals were, in fact, related to popcorn. Well before Kellogg ever invented cornflakes, you had people pouring milk over popcorn that had been popped the night before.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. So, but you can use it in almost everything, and today it's coming back. Even you go into exciting restaurants, and you now see popcorn around entrees and in soups and in salads. And it's having a renaissance today.
You live in New York, obviously, Andy.
I mean, it's not having a renaissance in Minneapolis?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but now that we're talking about it, who knows what's going to happen. But, Andy, this popularity is interesting because if you pop popcorn without any of the oil or the salt, this is not one of the great tasting foods in the world. So this popularity is intriguing.
I'm sorry to report, but that your observation is absolutely true. If you put popcorn in a hot air popper, it doesn't taste like popcorn. And the reason for that is simple. They've bred out the taste of popcorn because all of the taste tests were conducted with butter, with salt, and with oil as a popping medium. So you really have a flavorless popcorn. And for those of us that are always on a diet, it's hard to eat that type of popcorn without all the flavorings.
Well, I still think the popcorn canapé is going to be my choice of the new dish to try.
Give it a chance. Give it a shot. You know, you'll like it.
Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Andrew Smith teaches culinary history at the New School University in Manhattan, and he's author of Popped Culture, A Social History of Popcorn in America.